Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air date is October 30th, 1954, and the title of this one is Ray Price, Love Me Now. Let's get into it.
Grand Ole Opry time, another big folk music show from Nashville, Tennessee, starring Ray Price.
Love me now, 'cause I'm much too young to die. If you search the universe, I'm sure you'll never find another someone who could love you like this heart of mine. Take my love, don't abuse it, treat myself if you refuse it. Love me now, 'cause I'm much too young to die. Kill me, love me now, and darling, kill me. Time is passing, passing, passing us on the fly. If you leave my heart neglected, it cannot be resurrected. Love me now, 'cause I'm much too young to die. If you search the universe, I'm sure you'll never find another someone who could love you like this heart of mine. Take my love, don't abuse it, be myself if you refuse it. Love me now, 'cause I'm much too young to die.
Well, thank you, and a great big howdy to all my good friend and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
And a great big howdy right back at you, Ray, from Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, Moon Bullican, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir, Grant, and we got two of the most popular folk singers in the country visiting with us this evening. I know you all know them, Johnny and Jack. The two J's will pick and sing directly, but first they and all the rest of us want to hear some well-chosen words from Brother Rod Brassfield. Well, thank you, man. That last note was a dinger, wasn't it? Thank you very much. Howdy, Mr. Ray Price. I'm glad to see you.
Well, howdy, Rod.
Barnett, it's hot tonight, ain't it?
It sure is.
It's been hot all day, you know it? It was so hot this morning, I saw a colonel in the United States Army go by, and you won't believe it, but the eagles on his shoulders was
Southern fried. Howdy, friend.
Well, you know, Rod, this year is a great day for the beach.
Yes, a great day for the beach. Ain't nothing like going down to the beach, putting on your bathing suit, and going in for a swim.
Yeah, but, Rod, you know, they don't let you change into your bathing suit on the beach anymore.
I know that, Ray. I know that. Yeah, I know that.
Well, then where do you change into your bathing suit?
On the bus going down to the beach.
You know, Rod, I understand the gal's bathing suits this year are even skimpier than last year.
Skimpier than last year?
That's right.
Oh, don't you know it, boy. The other day down there at the beach that the gal had on the bathing suit there, she had people following her.
You did.
They was admiring her suit.
Rod, you mean it was that skimpy?
No, she had it on backwards. You know something, Ray?
What's that, Rod?
I took my gal Susan swimming the other day.
Yeah?
And she went too far out in the water, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, she swam too far out, see, and she couldn't come back.
Rip tide?
No, rip trunks.
How'd she finally get out, Rod?
She covered herself with some flotsam and some jetsam.
Well, did that solve the problem?
Not quite. Seems like her flotsam was bigger than her jetsam.
Say, by the way, Rod, did Uncle Sipe go into the beach?
Yes, he did. And you know what? And Uncle Sipe has done. He's done quit his drinking. He's cut it right half in two. He's done cut it right in half.
You mean Uncle Sipe cut his drinking in half?
Yeah, cut out the chasers.
Well, you know, Rod, what Uncle Sipe needs is some good, hard work to keep him busy.
He tried that, Ray.
He did.
You know that once he built a house with his bare hands?
He did.
Yeah. He went out and he brought back lumber.
Yeah.
Then he went out and he brought back brickbat.
Yeah.
Then he went out and brought back plumbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean he built that house all by himself?
Yep. And you know what?
What?
To this day, they never have found out what happened to that house next door.
Rod. Rod, what's this I hear about you having a chicken up on the farm, at least, nothing but double yolk eggs?
That's right, Ray. And I can always tell that chicken from all the rest of the chickens.
Well, now, wait a minute, Rod. How can you recognize the chicken from all the rest?
She's the only hen with a red face. Lays double yolk eggs.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta go now, Ray.
What's your
I
hurt?
Got to go downtown and see about my new gal. I got me a new gal.
You have?
Hey, don't tell Susie.
All right.
Don't tell her, but I've got me a new gal. She's a high society woman.
She is?
Yeah, she was telling me about her family the other day. Said that the King of England touched her daddy on the head with a sword and made him a knight.
He did.
I said, well, that ain't nothing. The chief of police in Hornwall hit my old man on the head with a club and made him an angel. She was telling me about her brother. Said that somebody's mule run away with her brother and he was in the hospital and he wouldn't be out for 3 weeks.
Sure enough.
I said, well, that ain't nothing. My brother run away with somebody's mule and he won't be out for 3 years. You know what I found out, Ray?
What's that?
Found out she's a Spanish girl.
Spanish girl.
Spanish girl. When I started to go, she says, well, adios.
Yeah.
I says, what does that mean? She says, that's goodbye in Spanish. I says, well, carbolic acid. She says, what does that mean? I says, that's goodbye in anybody's language.
You'd think of the sea bragging on tonight's guest has all been said before many, many times. So let's not do any gabbing. Let's bring on Johnny and Jack.
Well, Jack, it's your privilege to have you fellas here with us tonight, and we'd like to kind of, well, in fact, we'd like to want to know what you fellas have been doing lately.
Ray, we've been doing a little bit of traveling on personal appearances, making a few records, and writing a few songs.
Well, you know, you've been doing a lot of wonderful things here lately, Jack. You and Johnny, and we think it's great, and we'd like to know, what have you got lined up for us on the program tonight?
We have a tune here that we recorded about 3 months ago called Old Baby Mine, I Get So Lonely.
That's a good one.
Old baby mine, old baby mine, old baby mine. If you were there, we could have a kiss. Yeah, the time is wrong.
tomorrow being Sunday, folks, maybe it'd be kind of nice to kind of ready up for it by recalling one of the fine old sacred songs. And this hymn is called In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear, the Son of God is closing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his God, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever
Mulligan is a two-fisted, hard-hitting feller, as any piano will tell you. Tonight, the Polk County Cowpoke sings the chord. Good deal, Lucille, Mr. Moon Mulligan.
If I love Eddie Boone, another man, Jerry Moore, hold sure if you can. You're high class, you got a pass, and now you're wheel. Oh, Lucy, go your way and leave the day that's your plan. Leave me here, says who, another man. Drive back to town, that's how I feel. Oh, Lucy, Lucy.
From our best gal, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
Yes, glad to be here. Well, sir, ain't this hot weather just wonderful? You see, I like hot weather on account of because I'm a real hot weather girl. The kind of fellas like to go out with when the weather's real hot. I know that's true because I've heard a many a feller say, a date with Minnie Pearl always leaves me cold. Well, though, we had a good time at our celebration down there at Grinder's Creek.
We had speech making. Oh,
one real flowery feller. Oh, he talked the fancy life. And he was saying, in this great, broad, wonderful land of ours, nothing is impossible. And I heard Link Shanks say, if he thinks nothing is impossible, he ought to see my mother-in-law. But I ain't scared now, I'll tell you. I ain't scared of most little old tiny small animals But while me and Hezzy were sitting there on the grass, there was a little old tiny weasel come up to me and squealed.
Howdy, Mimi.
Well, Rodney Brassfield, how'd you have your weasel in here?
Mimi, I just wanted to ask you a question.
Well, go ahead, Rodney.
Well?
Since I've got old enough to know all the answers, I've just been dying for some fella to ask me the question.
Here's that question. This concerns my gal, Susie.
Oh.
Yeah, it concerns my gal. She went out and bought herself a pair of slacks.
Well, now, Rodney, ain't Susie kind of, sort of, sort of big to be a wearing slacks?
Yeah, that's what I'm coming to. When she went out and got them slacks and she put them on and showed them to me, and she says to me, says, I bought these slacks last winter when they was cheap.
Yeah?
She says, don't you think I had good foresight?
Yeah.
I says, maybe you had good foresight, but by Ned, you wouldn't have bought them if you'd had any hindsight.
Well. Rodney, I'm ashamed of you. You ought to be ashamed.
Minnie Pearl! Miss Minnie!
What?
What's been going on down around old Grinder's lately?
Well, things are on the up and up at Grinder's.
Yeah?
Everything's moving up.
Yeah.
Keith Jones got one of them newfangled all souls, and that thing blowed up the other day. Blowed Keith and his old lady clean out the top of the roof.
Oh, my goodness.
First time they've been out together since they got married. You see, he ain't like Liam Perkins. Liam takes his wife with him everywhere he goes.
He do?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Liam do?
Yes, takes his wife with him everywhere he goes.
He do?
I said to him the other day, I said, Liam, it's the thought of you.
Yeah.
Taking your wife with
well,
him.
Well, why do he take her everywhere he goes?
Well, he said she's so ugly, I'd rather take her with me than to kiss her goodbye. You can saw brother what a good time he had. You know them rich folks up there back up there on the hill,
yeah.
They got a brand new swimming pool.
Oh, swimming.
Yeah, they got a brand new swimming pool.
Yeah,
all
I've seen
day,
them when they built it.
All day brother was jumping in and out.
In and out of the pool.
Yeah.
Just having the fire.
Yeah. Well, he's gonna have more fun next week when they put the water in it.
No wonder he's got a lump on his head.
Well, I'll tell you now, we were glad to see him be so feisty and have so much fun because he's been sick.
Yes,
he fell off and that's the thing. We had to starch his underwear to hold him up.
Hold it over.
And we went over there and got him some medicine.
Yeah.
And now he's been keeping us awake.
What'd you
at
get?
At night.
Yeah.
Well, there you see, a couple of nights ago, he was running up and down the hall all night long.
Running up and down the hall
and
all
the next night, running up and down the hall.
Next night, running up and down the hall.
The next night, he was skipping up and down the hall.
Skipping.
Kept us awake all night.
Well, how come?
Well, you see, it was on account of because the medicine had on the front of it, it said, take it two nights of running and skip a night.
So some folks, I think it's been too long between songs and Johnny and Jack. How about it? Johnny, how about stepping up here and tell us all about your next song?
All right, Ray, we'd like to do our latest song for you, Victor Records here. So, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night, good night, good night, good night, sweetheart.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave.
I hate to leave, but I really must say.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't see you fly. I hate to leave. Baby, don't maybe because I love you so.
Good night, good night, good night, sweetheart.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave.
I hate to leave, but I really must say.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock
Good night, good night, sweetheart.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you,
but I hear you must say.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night, good night, good night, sweetheart.
You know, I think it's just about time enough left for me to kind of do my bit here on the last part of the show. We got a little song we got out on Columbia Records we hope you like called Release Me.
Tennessee, the home of country and folk music, it's the Grand Old Opry, the nationally known and famous program starring the best hillbilly and country artists, and brought to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.